This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, crazy day. Been crazy today in the news with everything that's going on. You know, the Russians, you do know that the Russians, they're the ones that really called this election, don't you know? It's just amazing to me. And we're going to talk about Sheriff Joe Arpaio today had a news conference. And a good friend, Kevin Jackson, was there. He's going to be on with us after the first break to talk about. He was there. I got to tease him. He was taking sideways pictures. Do you guys know when you do Facebook Live, right? You know, if you got a camera sideways, you realize that the picture is going to come out sideways. You can't fix them later. You know what I'm saying? Not that you care. I knew that was going to happen. And then what else was there today? All right, so we got our pause. We're going to be on with him. And Facebook announced that it was going to be checking your news. It was going to decide, Facebook, check this, think about this. Facebook is going to decide whether your story is real or fake. Now, did anybody else get a shudder up their spine like I did? No, seriously. I mean, if you think this is cool and okay and good, there's something drastically wrong with you. I'm not joking. Very, very, very scary. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Stations, times, all that fun stuff up on the website, therealside.com. Also, I don't know how to say this any clearer. Buy the book. Ramblings of a White Ring. White Ring, 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 Ring.
English, Joe.
English. Why? Then they would think it wasn't me. Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible-thumping white guy. Really, seriously, you got to check out the book. If you head up to Amazon.com, you can find it up there. You can go through a couple of pages. I guess they allow you to do a preview, if that's what you want to call it. Always fun there. Also, we're going to do a lot of stories tonight on the continued attack, the continued assault on Christmas. I'm tired of this. I'm mostly tired of people saying it's not happening when I'm watching it happen. Do you know what I mean? You keep saying, you know, that we're making, Christians are making this stuff up. People are making this. We're not making up anything. You guys don't want to admit to it. It's constant. You know, look at, even in Texas, right? Todd Starnes. Did a story about how a Texas university is taking the holiday out of the holiday parties in December. That's right. So you can't call it a holiday party, right? That's the recommendation of the Texas Woman's University. They posted a series of tips on how to make December office parties all-inclusive and multicultural. Here we go again. Let me tell you what. If I'm having a party and everybody's invited, how is that non-inclusive? What if my religion doesn't allow me to go to a party? You're not including me, are you? Maybe you should call it a gathering. How about where people ended up meeting? Don't call them anything but like, hey, people found each other night or something. I don't know. What would you? A coincidence. There you go. We had a coincidence event this evening where a bunch of people ended up at my apartment. I don't know how that happened. Maybe they found the note on the wall in the men's room. I don't know. Whatever. Not all faith traditions have holidays in December. Not everyone identifies with a particular faith tradition. Right? The writer for the Texas College, Anna Ryan, wrote in a Festivus for the Rest of Us. Well, I'm insulted. It's not inclusive of me. I don't celebrate Festivus. You'll have to take your piece down, Anna. Tips to plan an all-inclusive multicultural holiday party at the office. Plan an all-inclusive multicultural holiday party at the office. That means dropping the word holiday for starters, she says. God. Dr. Mark Kessler chimes in. He's a professor at the Multicultural Women and Gender Studies. And the university's exit on... If these people have their way, you know what's going to happen? We're all going to have those bowl haircuts. Remember those back in the 60s and 70s? You're all going to have a bowl haircut. Everybody's going to have the same color hair. We're going to get those gray communist outfits. Remember those? I mean, seriously. This is what they want. Nobody should be different at all than... For a diversity group, for an all-inclusive group, you sure go out of your way to exclude a lot of people. See, that's why I said we don't play with the same dictionary. We are definitely on two different sides of the coin when it comes to this stuff. There is no question about it. These people are out of their minds. Yeah, you heard me. Let me say it again, just in case you couldn't understand the first time. These people are out of their minds. I just got some really bad news a few minutes ago. I'll have to share with everybody. My mother sent me a text. She doesn't text that often, but when she does, you got to read it. Right? Because she doesn't text that often. She gave me the bad news that the Pizzalis and Biscottis may not be here by Christmas. And I told her, yes, I do have the best wife in the world. But I told my mother it would not be Christmas without them. Without Pizzali dust, it's just not Christmas. And some of you heard the joke the other night where I said she puts Pizzalis in a tin can holder separated by tissue, hoping that they make it here, and every year I end up with a box of cereal Pizzali dust. And knowing that she made them is fine, but I'd like to get a real Pizzali this year, Ma. You know, maybe you could package it between seven or eight pieces of styrofoam. Just one. Anyway, back to the holiday party. So they have to drop the word holiday now. Because it's insulting to too many people who don't celebrate holidays in December. We'll finish this up after with Kevin Jackson, I hope, will join me after the break here. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial-raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Isn't that just like a wop? There's a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But listen, you know what you do during the breaks? You're wasting your time during the breaks. You need to hop onto the website, that thing called TheRealSide.com, and you need to buy my book, okay? Let's see, you didn't get it out the right way this time? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I thank you. I think that's the first time in 10 days I've got that right the first time. Anyway, head over there. We have been distracted for years with Mr. Oblamo. We have been distracted in watching what's going on at the White House, and we've let things around us creep in and happen that we shouldn't have. We should have been all over some of these things that are going on. In California now, they can take your child away from you with a new law here if you're not, according to the state now, if you're not feeding them right, if you're not educating them right, if you're not giving them the health care that the state thinks you need. So if you're a holistic type of person, if you homeschool, right, you could be in a lot of trouble if something comes up. If your kid's skin color turns a little bit, they can take that child away from you. And I'm not making a big deal of this. I'm telling you, I talked to a senator in the California Senate, obviously. He said, though the law wasn't specifically written for that, yes, that's exactly what can happen. Anyway, with other freaky things going on in this country, I've asked our good friend Kevin Jackson to join us here today. Kevin, thanks for being with me. You're in Arizona with our buddy, the other Italian guy, Joe Arpaio.
I think you called me a freak, man, but I'm going to
let you start. Oh, yeah, I did say freaky things happening. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Oh, God.
I was with Sheriff Joe at his press conference. Yeah, and I think a lot, as we said off air, I think a lot of people were a bit disappointed that, you know, it wasn't some earth-shattering thing. But, you know, I watched the whole thing. Obviously, I was there. And, I think Obama's, the birth certificate thing they gave is a fake. I truly believe that. Now, what's he hiding and why is he doing it and all that, I have no idea. And I don't really care. But you know what? If there are people that want to get this resolved, Sheriff Joe, I think, honestly, Joe wanted to just kind of clear up his name. They took a lot of heat over this over the few years that
right.
it's
yeah,
been
they
going
did.
On.
Yep.
And
right.
I think they're tired of just being looked at as kooks or something.
Well, yeah. And for those who didn't know, you know the big announcement was that they were going to come out with some information on the president's birth certificate. I don't think any of us, you weren't a conspiracy guy. I wasn't a conspiracy guy. But I never did understand, you know, you said it and so have others. You and I have both been in technology. The guys from some of the experts at Adobe said, you know, this certificate that they showed from years gone by, it's layered. It does have its issues. It does have its problems. It doesn't mean he wasn't born here. It just means that somebody decided, hey, we can't find his birth certificate or, and they made changes to it. I've never understood why they just didn't give him the real thing and
exactly.
get this thing over.
Look, Joe, this is a simple matter. You know, if you'd asked me for my birth certificate, you know, to do the show, I'd say, give me the $20 and I'll get it from the state of New Jersey. Yeah. No, you're going to have it. It ain't that big of a deal. I think there's something behind it. I don't know what it is. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care because I'm not really a purist. And, you know, I've always said that if his mother is his mother, she's American, and I don't care who his daddy is, you know. Now, maybe that's a black thing, you know.
I want you to send your emails to Kevin Jackson at, okay, really, seriously, that didn't come from me. Go ahead.
Right. But seriously, you know, it's okay, but there are people that go, Kevin is... The mother had to be 18 years old, and she had to be this, and she couldn't be offshore. And okay, fine, I get it, and I'm not dismissing those guys because I agree that you know if you want to be to the letter of the law, be to the letter of the law. I don't care about that because I think number one, I've never believed that Barack Obama acted like an American, so I think that was my bigger issue. But here's the thing: I think most people are looking at now. It's over. He's toast.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm glad. And you know what? We don't need Trump to come in with a new controversy of let's find out what's really going on with his birth certificate. Because most people are like, who gives a crap? I don't want to hear Obama or Clinton. If I don't hear their names till I'm, you know, for the rest of my life, I won't miss them.
Do you think Clinton's at this point now they're irrelevant and I think the Obamas coming in the new year are going to be irrelevant. He's running around doing the oh woe is me tour, isn't he? You know, hey, look, you know, don't believe all this stuff. I'm leaving the country in better shape. I was a great guy. I was a great president. Sounds like what he's doing.
It's worse than that. I mean that you can look at it a few ways. One, he left the Republicans in great shape. I mean,
yeah,
we never would have gotten Trump. It's true. We never would have gotten Trump. We never would have gotten all the change that's being made. And I don't think you could have a bigger difference between a leader and a non-leader than Trump versus Obama. And we're already seeing that. So you've got Trump. I don't even know. I had spent half the day traveling, and he could have added two more companies to the portfolio while I was on a plane. But the last one was IBM, the 25,000 new jobs.
Yep.
And you know what he did? I guarantee you this is what he did. He went and said, hey, guys, You do a ton of government business, government contracting. You bring stuff back, or, you know, and people are like, well, he can't do that. That's, you know, extortion, and that's socialism and all this. All the socialists are crying socialism. It's so funny. But he can do that because as much as IBM has responsibility, a fiduciary responsibility to its stockholders, Donald Trump has a fiduciary responsibility to his stockholders, which happens to be the people of this nation. So he should go to every one of those companies and say, look, first things first, you're going to start losing government contracts unless you bring these jobs back. So we've got IBM was the last one. Mm-hmm. He talked to U.S. Steel, who said they were going to bring 10,000 jobs back. And I know for a fact in my neck of the woods, they refired up the plant over in Madison, Wisconsin, right across the Madison, Illinois, right across the river from St. Louis. So it's only 200 jobs, but it's 200 jobs that weren't going to be here unless he did that. Prior to that, he got Dow Chemical to commit to expanding their role, and they moved their innovation center into Michigan. Prior to that, it was SoftBank saying they're going to bring $50 billion into the economy and up to 50,000 good-paying jobs.
You know, Kevin,
and, of course, it all began with...
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, we all talk about the 1,000 jobs from Carrier and the 200 jobs here, and people don't realize that in some of these small towns and some of these smaller cities, that is a big deal because it's not just the jobs of the workers. It's the jobs of the support people around them, you know, the teachers,
sure.
The schools, the banks, the mortgage, you know what I'm saying? And I think people forget.
Sure it is. I mean, that's true. Yeah, that's true of all the companies, but, you don't have to get that granular.
Yep.
The fact of the matter is 200 jobs is 200 Christmases
yes.
for kids who didn't have it.
Yep.
And 200, you know, guys who were on unemployment that are no longer, or women who were on unemployment and are no longer on unemployment. So it is a big deal, but the bigger thing about it is this. Barack Obama's been running around talking about jobs.
Okay.
You know,
I know you can't hear it. We got to go to a break. Hold that, because I want you to come back to that. And then I want to talk about Facebook has decided that it knows the difference between real and fake news, and they're going to let us know how that works. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Kevin Jackson joins us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You are some messed up white people.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. Don't do it now, though, because I want you to listen when I have to say. Do it later on. I got trinkets and stuff up there you can buy as well, including my new book is up there. And just a lot happening. We got some good writers. And you want to get informed. That's the big thing, is you want to get informed. Anyway, one of my favorite guests I have on the show, I don't get him that often, so when I get him, I kind of corral him and duct tape him down and make him answer the questions. Kevin Jackson joins me, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. And, Kevin, I do really appreciate the time you spend with me. And tell people where they can find your show, where they can listen to it, and where your website is.
KJRadio.com is where you can find out pretty much everything. And I would tell your audience, if you're sick of Facebook, and we'll cover a little bit of that in a second, but go to TeaPartyCommunity.com. It's a Facebook-like site for conservatives. And you can go paste all your fake news there if you want.
You should, and Facebook won't cross over. You don't have a panel there deciding what's real and what's fake and all that other fun stuff, right?
Yeah, we haven't done that yet. We haven't put that in yet. What we let you do is figure out what you want to believe and what you don't want to believe. So, you know. Yeah.
Well, before we get to the Facebook thing, you were talking about how, you know, Obama now he's on that downswing. He's irrelevant. You think he'll have any power after this is all said and done come January, February? You think he'll be able to do anything for the Democrat Party?
I don't. I think a lot of people who have invested in him are going to have to disassociate, because Trump, I mean, just being honest, unless you're a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, you cannot be happy watching what Trump has done in the past 6 weeks and what Obama should have been doing, and you think to yourself, this guy was affected. He admitted he didn't know how to save carrier jobs and accused Donald Trump of needing a magic wand that apparently Trump was able to pull out of his buttocks and go, ba-bam, and there it was. Carrier had jobs. And Barack Obama, like, what's he going to do? I mean, what's he going to do, Joe? He got a magic wand? Yeah, he does. Yes. And so it was so funny to watch this. And what was funny, that was just Trump getting started.
Yeah.
You know, now the dude is, I mean, honestly, I'm telling you, he's going to revolutionize politics. And all the naysayers are going to really struggle with, you know, because how can Donald Trump be so stupid and your guy be so smart And you can't get it done, and Trump does.
But, so, Kevin, he's irrelevant. Cheating. Now, come on, you're not being fair. Trump is cheating because he's calling these CEOs direct. Now, presidents of the companies don't call CEO direct. He's cheating.
Oh, yeah, I guess, you know what, you may have a point, because Barack Obama is the affirmative action president, you know, and he couldn't do that. You know, look, I know we're tongue-in-cheek here. Look, at the end of the day,
you know
what Trump is doing is what a real leader would have done.
Yes.
And they can make up all the excuses. The Russians are not hacking IBM. They're not hacking SoftBank. They're not hacking U.S. Steel. Donald Trump is making phone calls and saying, guys, we're about to change the playing field for you. Come back over, and we're going to make it. You know, we're going to make it good. And I love this, man. I'm feasting off of this because, you know, as I said, they made us look stupid. Oh, everybody that votes for Trump, they don't have education. They aren't Ivy Leaguers. Yeah, you mean we're the ones living real life that have common sense, and so we're making liars out of them on everything.
Oh,
but in Trump's first year, I think it's going to be so dramatically different they won't even know how to act.
Well, you know, Obama was, I've got a pen and a phone, I'm not afraid to use it. You know, he's going to say, I have a Twitter account, watch out. That's going to be his, you know, little slogan. And I don't have a problem with that.
It isn't just that he's tweeting, and I like that he does it. A lot of people don't. I think it's cool because it's the way people communicate nowadays. And he circumvents the media.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it this way, Joe. Imagine if you knew when Trump was going to tweet, and you were the first one there. Number one, our shows would improve, our blog sites would improve, because we would gather numbers. Trump manufactures the news. He's not waiting for the news to come to him. He doesn't let them set the narratives. That's what tweeting does for him. And so I like that he's doing that. But what I really like is that it's no talk. He promised those people at Carrier he'd do it. He did it. He promised jobs he's doing it. He's meeting people on a serious note. People are not coming to meet with him to say, I met with Trump. They're coming there going, you know what, we better have our ducks in a row because this guy's going to call us to task. So I like that. And you can see the change. Look, Joe, people are not talking about bringing manufacturing back because they think it's going to be good for 4 years or even a, you know, 2 to 5 year plan. They're bringing manufacturing because if you build a factory, you need that thing to be operational for 20, 30 years,
that's
50
right.
years.
Yep.
They're planning on the long haul.
No, I agree with you, and I think I like what Trump's doing. You know, business as usual has to go away. The business that, you know, the president, it's almost like they made him a god. He's untouchable. He's unreachable. He shouldn't be doing the things he's doing. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with Trump circumventing the media, you know, on his Twitter account and threatening Boeing that he's not paying $4 billion for a plane. Oh, my God, he caused their stocks to tank. No, they caused their stocks to tank by trying to screw the American taxpayer. I don't have a problem with any of this, right?
Well, I don't. I think that it's politics the way it's been done, where it's crony capitalism and backroom deals and all the other crap that we put up with watching Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton do as a private citizen with her foundation. I think those days are over. I think the warning bell has gone out. The government is not going to pick winners and losers, but what that also means is government's not going to allow you to take advantage of the taxpayers anymore. And you're seeing it. Look at Wall Street. I mean, I hate to say it right now, gold's down, you know, and we've got a gold client between both of our shows, but I met with David. But you know what? Gold is going to go up. And by the way, did you notice that now suddenly Yellen has raised the interest rate right as Trump was coming in?
Yeah, I thought that was perfect.
It's funny. She did it because she would be replaced probably coming in his administration.
Yep.
So they, instead of raising it when they should have been doing it with Barack Obama, they now give Trump the little present that says, hey, I've got a little bit of interest now to go with that big fat debt we've given you as well.
Kevin, did you notice it was exactly on the day that they expected the market to break 20? It was perfect time. I couldn't wait one day. Had to be done that day.
You know what I kind of hope, though, Joe?
What?
I kind of hope that the market stays where it is, and on January 20th, it goes to 20,500 and something. You know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
He's gone.
I mean, remember,
bye.
They told us they told us with Trump that the market was going to tank, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, the world. I mean, I'm still waiting for the sky to fall. You know, I've got my helmet on and everything. I'll tell you though, if you want to get some serious scare going on, and you could talk about that other side as well, is that, you know, Facebook is deciding, and we kind of touched on it earlier, what's real versus what's fake. Now we have, I have a friend of mine that's, believe it or not, I have a friend that's a gay talk show host, and he comes on with me on Friday nights, for a couple segments, and he used the word, and I'm using the word, not to be derogatory, but he, as a gay man, used the word faggot, alright? And, but he used it in such a term to show how it's demeaning and nasty and disgusting, not just throwing it out loosely. Well, guess who took him, guess who banned him or put him in Facebook jail? Facebook. So here's a gay guy using a word to explain as to why it's derogatory, why it's nasty, and they put him in jail for doing it. It's beyond me.
I got put in jail for stuff other people posted on my page that I don't even know what it is. I mean, I could give you the horror stories of, I call them fake book. Yeah. Look, here's what I can tell conservatives as succinctly as I can. Fake book wants us to, they want our money, but they don't want our opinions. They and it's not them, it's the way they've programmed their system that if you get a bunch of gay people to get mad at he put that there and they target him, then that's what drives it. So the consumer drives it, or what they believe to be their consumer. But every one of these social media platforms, Dig, Facebook, Reddit, they're all run by leftists. They're overwhelmed by leftists who are members, and they do nothing but hunt people like me down, and your friend and you and many others. And all they want to do is shut us down because they only want to hear one side of the story, and it's not going to change. The only way it changes is if people support the real true conservatives who have social media. There's a site, I think it's called Gap or Gam or something that they started. That's like a Twitter equivalent.
I'm the only conservative
Facebook-like site that's viable anyway, that nobody else is really growing. And that's Tea Party Community. And everybody says change the name, and I'm not going to. But it's a great site. We're redoing it, and in January we'll relaunch, and it's absolutely amazing. It'll be on both mobile, Droid as well as iPhone, and I think that's going to be our real nexus.
We got to push it. Can you hold on for a couple more minutes? I want you to talk a little bit more about what's going on in our colleges, where they're removing not Andrew Jackson. They're removing Jefferson. They're removing the Confederate flag. We can't do anything that'll even have a hint of slavery attached to it in history. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kevin Jackson's with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Hey, if you want to find a station in your area, maybe you don't want to listen on your smartphone anymore, hop up to my website and you go ahead to listen to shows and go down to stations. You can find stations and times and that kind of thing. And if a station, if you're having to listen on your smartphone, which is not a really bad thing, I get that, it's okay, but wouldn't you rather listen to it on a station? So here's what you do. You call the station in your area when you can and you say, hey, why aren't you carrying the Real Side? What is wrong with you people? And get the name of the person you talk to, and then call me. If they don't move, call me. I can get people to move. Let me tell you what. I really can get people to move. Anyway, so you know, give me a call, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I want to bring Kevin Jackson on with me. I always have a lot of fun. I don't get him that often, but when I do, I want to keep him on the line with me. Kevin, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, man, you're really getting your mileage out of me, man. You're working me like a slave.
You bet you. Well, wait a minute now. Hold on. You know, now I'll get 300,000 emails about wanting
you
to bring
Italians,
being
man.
being that right wing Bible thumping white guy that I want to bring slavery back to California. There you go. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that. So, but you know, it's one of the things our conservative friends have to get through their heads too is Facebook does not comply and doesn't have to comply to your quote unquote freedom of speech. You know, they go off half cocked and say my freedom of speech is being inhibited. They don't have to give you freedom of anything. It's a privately owned, well, publicly owned, but you know what I'm saying. It's a privately owned company, so they don't have to give you anything. And you're
it's true. It's true, but a lot of people invest money. So let's say you're running your business on Facebook and your business is a conservative outlet and you're advertising to get people to come to your site and then drive them to your website. They don't like that strategy. So that they don't like that, number one. So they throttle you back. Then if they don't like the message, and it's not really them per se, but the people on the site, as soon as you say something that's incendiary to some special interest group on the left, they target you. Then you get your 3-day, probation or your 7-day probation or your 30-day. I got 2 30-day probations within a week of each other.
Whoa.
And I didn't do a thing. And that's the way I drive revenue to my website. Now, Facebook didn't spend its time posting and building up all that putting that effort in. How many man hours do you think the average business, guys like you and me, I have a team of people that post on Facebook. They post memes. They post videos. They do all kinds of things to grow our sites. How much revenue are they making when people are active on my sites, come back all throughout the day, looking at those ads and generating AdSense? We are revenue generators, and they still treat us like crap. So can you imagine how they're going to treat you if you can't generate revenue, but it's just, that you've got the wrong message? And to give that much, when Zuckerberg started Facebook, he had no clue the power of that medium.
Nope.
Do you think he figured 40% plus people in this country would get their news from a site that he thought would just reunite old army buddies and high school friends and a few sweethearts?
No, I don't think, I'm with you from a standpoint of, I don't think he had any clue other than turning it into a pickup site, if you would, for college and high school kids, really,
I don't know if he meant it to be that, Joe. I think he meant it to be, get with your buddies, and you guys can figure out where you're going to go, what you're going to do. You can share information, and you can stay closer to each other than you might otherwise. And occasionally, you might find somebody else. But look at what it's morphed into.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's now it's doing videos. People are broadcasting their radio shows from there. People are now looking at it as a way to conduct business. People put their, charity work and things like this on there. Some guy needs your expertise. They say, Kevin, Joe has that expertise. I see Angie's List going away. Media companies, they're now saying, run your media through us. Put your blogs on. The more you do with us, the better we treat you, right?
Right.
And as soon as you get over there, then they shut you down for 3 days or shut you down for a week.
Right.
When that happens, what happens to you? You curtail your message. You go, ooh, when I talk about Muslims, they shut me down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, new memo to everybody in the company. Don't talk about Muslims because we get shut down. Because now you're making revenue. You got money. And then when the whole time you're making money, they're figuring out how to get you making less money. So why would you go with a strategy like that? If I were a business person, I happen to be one, I would never let you build a strategy around Facebook.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, so we're talking about crazy stuff. Let's go to what's going on in colleges across. And I know we can't deal with all of them, but one of them in particular that makes me nuts. Colleges across the country now are doing some really dumb things. Some of the colleges that have statues of Jefferson up, they're removing him because he owned slaves. He agreed with slavery, that kind of, according to them. You know about the Confederate flag. The University of Pennsylvania now is removing Shakespeare portrait because he doesn't represent diversity. Huckleberry Finn is being taken out of some of the reading, assigned reading classes for English literature because he uses the N-word in the book. He refers to slaves and such. I'm thinking to myself, this can't be good for us. And I don't care whether it's slavery, whether it's, it's a picture of Shakespeare. They're not really teaching the culture of America. I think that's very dangerous, Kevin, don't you?
I do, but you can't be bringing up Shakespeare and talking about culture of America.
he's an old white guy. I got it. But
right. But look, the left's not going to be happy until every white dude in every building has been replaced with guys that have names like Jaquan and Jamal and Muhammad.
Oh.
Seriously.
Yeah.
They're just not going to be happy about it. I'm not even trying to be funny.
No, I hear
they're
you.
They're not going to be happy until that happens. They want shrines to thugs like Michael Brown. They did a big portrait when Anton Sterling was killed. And he's a thug. I mean, they called up, you know, because he had a gun and he was trying to sell him bootleg stuff and he was menacing people because they were trying to shop at a little grocery store, a little, you know, convenience store. But he gets killed. They have a shrine to him. There's shrines all over the place to thugs. And so they're not going to be happy until that happens. And the only thing I can say, guys, is you better, first of all, I don't even want to talk about Wackademia because that's a whole other show. You know, these people are idiots that we allow this to happen because our tax dollars go into this stuff. That's the problem. We take away that money and suddenly they're going to start changing who they are. We start forcing them to let conservatives on campus. I found this out the other day. A lady told me, Kevin, I tried to get you to speak at our college and I gave it to the right contact. And she's a high level person at the college. She says, the guy says, I'm not letting this guy speak here. But if I was Angela Davis or Van Jones or Bill Ayers or Hillary Clinton, he'd gladly let me speak there. So, you know, we have to stop it by not funding it anymore and by suing colleges for these types of things. What are you going to do? Who are you going to replace Shakespeare with? And what are you going to teach? You know, you're going to teach, you know, about we're going to start learning the theory of Michael Brown and how, you know, is a website, Black is My Currency. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
But there's a site called My Color is My Currency, and it's for black people to just go into stores and take whatever they want because your currency is your color because you've been oppressed. Your ancestors paid for what that big screen you're going to walk into Best Buy and go take. You know, this is how ridiculous we've become in this country. You know, that where we allow this type of nonsense. And the minute that we stop, and I'm hopeful that because of Trump, people will stop. They'll start respecting law and order, respecting cops, and understanding that because you're black, nobody's going to treat you like you're somebody's pet. I'm nobody's pet. I don't wake up in the morning going, I hope some white guy's thinking about how he can help me. You know, I'm thinking about how I can get ahead, and it's only going to require me. You know, what I do, the efforts I put in.
Yeah, my concern is that we're hiding so much from our young little snowflakes. We're hiding so much from these young kids at colleges because we don't want them to be bothered with the sins of the past that we're not raising strong people. We're not growing strong people coming into the workforce and coming into life. These are going to be the legislators of the future. I don't know if I want to be here when that happens. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like this world. I think these kids are I call them what they are. They're a bunch of pansies, and they need safe spaces and things like that. And the real world isn't going to get – you can get away with that nonsense in college. The real world isn't going to give a crap.
Yep.
And I promise you, these kids that are growing up in poverty around the world, they can't wait to get their hands on our American kids because they're going to laugh at them as they, you know, shift. And, you know, because the Horatio Alger stories are real. I'm one of them. I'm one of these kids who grew up poor, and I saw wealth, and I wanted it. I didn't want somebody to give it to me. I knew what it took to earn it, and I want it. So that's why I'm going for it. But I don't need somebody, I don't need the government stepping in to say, what's not fair, Kevin? What's not fair? What's not fair is if I, sit around on my lazy butt picking lint out of my navel, and wiping, you know, Cheetos residue on my shirt while somebody else is footing the bill for me. That's what's not fair.
See, I use the beer and channel changer reference. It's a little cleaner, but you get the same picture. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Kevin, we're up against it. You know how that works. Listen, tell people again where they can find you, where they can read your stuff, and that kind of thing.
KJRadio.com. Just spread the word, guys, if you like what I'm saying. And, you know, this is me, so I hope you do. But yeah, KJRadio.com. Just go there. And now, Tea Party Community. Go sign up.
We're gonna put those links up, and you guys got to go check him out. You got to go check out Kevin's show. I always have fun when I do his stuff because it's he deals with the same crazy things that I do. Listen, when we come back, we're gonna talk about the war on Christmas. It hasn't ended. It hasn't slowed down. And again, as Kevin was saying earlier, if we don't get off our butts, if we don't get off the couches, if we don't take control, they're just gonna keep screwing us. And you're just going to keep complaining. So stop being a Facebook warrior and actually get something done. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate it.